The festivities of Midsummer Eve were short-lived as the natives entered into the six-week period commonly known as the Hungry Month, when the previous year's supplies had all but run out. Donegal writer Patrick Campbell writes that scarcity would still be felt in and around the small mountain farms until midsummer or even the end of July. Indeed, July was called the Hungry Month, the Lean Month. The old Irish speakers called it Ul an Gorta, the shaking of the bags, which, when emptied, were left ready and waiting for August and the golden harvest. Then the saying was, "We'll soon be on the pig's back, for Lunasa Eve is at hand." In Donegal, St. Cron's Day, the 7th of July, was the day set to dig the first basket of new potatoes. It was said that potatoes are early dug if dug for the feast of St. Cron. Another proverb around the mountains was, "Let St. Patrick set the potatoes, and King Billy can dig them." Meaning the early potatoes planted on the 17th of March, the Feast of St. Patrick, could be ready for digging on the 12th of July, the date of the Battle of the Boyne. The overall message was that our ancestors were in a most precarious mode of survival due to the land. Between the wait for the harvest, the fasting for Lent, or the church's abhorrence of its brethren eating meat, they were denied food for much of the year. Good wholesome products, such as butter or eggs, were sold to provide income, and what was on offer was dull, insipid food with little flavour. Meat was a rare treat. There were many poor harvests, and there were other famines beyond the best known one of the 1840s. That our ancestors lived a harsh and precarious existence can be in no doubt. This is why they were in search of all portents for good luck and hope where possible. It's a sobering thought to think that for all the unusual and at times perverse customs and superstitions we've covered here throughout the seasons, their ultimate goal was to help a family simply survive another year. To hear a bit more about our ancestors' diets, well, in North Donegal at least, we hear Seorchy O'Doherty recite from Charles McGlinchey's book, The Last of the Name.
Charles McGlinchey was born in Inishowen in 1861. And his account of his life is actually a mirror of his grandfather's time. So you're talking about a description maybe going back to the 1700s in this case. This is what he had to say. "Up to my young days, everything the people ate was produced at home. After the corn was threshed, every house got a malder of meal, that's a measure, that lasted them for a year. In the morning, for their breakfast, people took oaten bracken, porridge and milk, and maybe oaten bread and milk. The oaten scones were hardened on an iron in front of the fire, and there's nothing as tasty with a layer of butter on it as oaten bread. At dinner time they took potatoes with salt and buttermilk, or maybe they would have herring or a bit of fish or a rabbit for what they call kitchen. Anything outside the staple diet was called kitchen. They used to call pepper and salt dab at the stool for fun. Fish was a thing people went and greatly for. In the evening, the people took oaten bread and milk again, and then a pot of bracken was made for the supper. For the supper too, they used sowens made from the dust of oaten meal. When it was boiled, it froze like carrageen moss and was very nourishing. People went to the strand too at the time of a roar the moor or the spring tide, and gathered a cruasa, a load of shore food of all kinds that made good kitchen. Dulsk, edible seaweed, schlig, or shellfish, and carrageen. As well as oaten bread, they made flour bread too on the griddle. They made boxty bread by grating down raw potatoes and mixing them with flour. Boxty is a thing I didn't see made for the supper. People too had eggs and butter, and hens and ducks and geese, and kept pigs, so they were never short, but nearly all the eggs and butter were kept for sale."